Hello, and welcome to The Outdoor Coach, a series of audio self-coaching guides to take with you as you explore or observe the world outside. The Outdoor Coach brings together in a unique and accessible way the art of coaching, mindfulness practice, and the restorative effects of the outdoors. When blended with your own curiosity and commitment, you'll be able to find answers to your own questions, gain further insights and understanding, and move closer towards the goals you value. Hello, and welcome to The Outdoor Coach. In this episode, we're going to explore transforming the obstacles which might be getting in the way of us moving towards a goal, solution, or even a dream. So I'm wondering, have you set any goals for this year? Maybe there are things that you'd like to do or achieve, or maybe your goal is about just being different in yourself. So whatever the nature of your goal, it's likely that you are going to encounter obstacles as you move towards it. And it can be quite tempting and usual to perceive these obstacles in a negative light as things that we need to obliterate, or skirt around, or plough our way through. So here we're going to be thinking about obstacles in a bit of a different way. Not perhaps something that we want to back away from or obliterate, but for to look for the positive intention that that obstacle might have for us. So we're going to employ a bit of curiosity to humanise the obstacle, so that we can start to transform its presence and its purpose. So I'd like to share with you that different way, and it comes from the innovative work of Robert Diltz and Stephen Gilligan, who've done lots of work around generative change and specifically generative coaching. And the core focus of generative change is creativity. And it seeks to answer questions such as, how do you create a successful and meaningful work life? How do you create great personal relationships? How do you develop a great relationship with yourself? You know, your body, your past, your future, the gifts that you have. I know some of those questions are really appealing to me and worth some exploration and some curiosity. Florence Madden, my wonderful NLP teacher and friend, kindly facilitated a generative coaching workshop for us as part of the Consciously Connected Masterclass series. And Florence has trained with Diltz and Gilligan, and she offered a brilliant generative way to approach obstacles that I'd like to share with you now. So, when you're ready, let's settle in. Find yourself a quiet, private, comfortable space. You can be seated or standing. You may wish to be in the outdoors, in which case, like we usually say, be ready for the weather. Or you could be indoors with a view outside. It's raining here at the moment, so you might hear the pitter-pattering on top of the shed roof, as I can. I'm watching the birds through the windows. So you can pause this recording if it's going to take you a little while to find a good spot. And what you might want to do after the exercise is to take what you know as a result of it, that emergent knowledge maybe, on a walk with you and see what else comes up. And you might also want to find a notebook and a pen just to reflect at the end of the exercise. So when you're ready, if it's comfortable for you, you can close your eyes. Otherwise, just rest them gently on a space in front of you. Have your feet on the floor and your spine upright and active. You may want to give yourself a little smile as we start. and take a few deep breaths. Notice your body opening with each breath in and relaxing with each breath out. Now bring your attention to the soles of your feet on the ground. Become aware of the feel of your feet on the ground, your toes, the balls of your feet and your heels. And notice how the earth supports your feet and your whole body. Breathe in here. Now gently move your attention up through your ankles, your lower legs, your knees, your thighs, your pelvis area, and your belly. Perhaps you notice some tension in your belly. And if you do, relax your belly a little and breathe deeply into it. Exhale to bring balance and stability. Now move your attention up through your solar plexus and into your chest. And as you breathe in, invite openness. And as you breathe out, settle further into your space. And now moving your attention through into your shoulders. Let go of any tightness you may feel there, moving your shoulders gently away from your ears. And continue to shift your attention into your upper arms, elbows, lower arms, and into your hands and fingers. Bring your fingers into your palms as you breathe out. Loosen them, letting go of any tightness as you do so. And now bring your attention back all along your arms, into your neck, and up into your head and all the features of your face, your jaw, mouth, nose, eyes, ears, and cheeks. Right to the top of your head. Breathe up into your head and notice the clarity that brings. Breathe out and feel your connection to the ground. And now become aware of all the space above you and the space below your feet going into the ground. The space in front of you and the space behind you. The space to your left and the space to your right. Experience your connection to the space all around you. Breathe in here a moment. And when you're ready, bring yourself back into this space, into the here and now. You can wiggle your toes if you'd like to, and your fingers. And if your eyes have been closed, open them gently in your time. Now, in your settled state, think of a goal that you'd like to reach. It could be a long-term goal, or maybe it's something more immediate. And think of that goal out in front of you. Can you see it in your mind's eye? And now think about what's getting in the way of you reaching your goal. Consider what is most stopping you. Might be that there's more than one obstacle, Which one is the most significant? Take a moment to consider the obstacle in your heart, in your belly, and in your mind. As you see the obstacle in front of you, what does it look like? Notice the form it has, bring it to mind. Does it have a shape, size, colour? Is the obstacle warm or cold? How far away is the obstacle? Can you reach out and touch it? Is the obstacle moving or is it still? Does it have a name? Now I'd like to invite you to step into the obstacle. Become it and look back to where you were before. Really become that obstacle and consider, what is the positive intention you have for the person in front of you? What is the gift you are offering to them? Let's take a moment here. And when you're ready, please offer them that gift. You can speak out loud or in your head or make a gesture of offering if you'd like to. When you've done that and you're ready, step back into your starting point, into yourself. Look towards the obstacle and receive the gift. You may wish to say thank you. Just quietly acknowledge the offering. Take a few moments to consider, what difference does the gift make for you? What's shifted? And finally, just look back at your obstacle. What do you notice about it now? If you're outdoors, you may now wish to go for a walk and absorb the effects of the exercise in your body and in your mind, thinking about what you know to be different in your heart, your gut, and your head. Perhaps you'd like to take a notebook instead and jot down what you feel is different now. Generative change is about creating something which didn't exist before. You might now have new understanding, knowledge, or insight about your obstacle and perhaps about your goal as well. And with that, is there a first step that you would like to take? And is there anything else? So thank you for joining me today for this podcast around transforming obstacles. If you'd like to find out about related articles, about resources, about teachings, you can subscribe to my newsletter, Consciously Connected, from my website. Thank you for joining me today.